Creation Ministries presents Inspiration for You, the audio tape series designed for spiritual advancement. Let us begin with our topic. The precious promises of God. God is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Yes, friend, we at Creation Ministries know what it is to have partaken of the divine nature by claiming the precious promises of God. Won't you sit back and relax and listen to some of the most wonderful words selected from the Holy Bible? I shall not want for health, for with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:3. And Jesus himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Matthew 8:17. I shall not want for prosperity, for my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. I shall not want for security, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I shall not want for faith, for God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. I shall not want for strength, for the Lord is the strength of my life. Psalms 27:1. I shall not want for power, for ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Acts 1:8. I shall not want as to be an overcomer, because Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. I shall not want for peace, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26:3. I shall not want for victory, because, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. I shall not want for victory over sin, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. I shall not want for victory over persecution. For if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. I shall not want for victory over confusion, because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. I shall not want for righteousness, because he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Corinthians 5:21. I shall not want for companionship, because Jesus said, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. I shall not want for contentment, for I have learned in whatever state or circumstance that I am, therewith to be content. Philippians 4:11. I shall not want for victory over condemnation. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. I shall not want for liberty, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. I shall not want for victory over the cares of this life, for I am casting all my care upon him who cares for me. 1 Peter 5:7. I shall not want for wisdom, for Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I shall not want for ability, for I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. I shall not want for joy, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10. And with joy shall I draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12:3. I shall not want for blessings, because we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. I shall not want for redemption, because I have been redeemed through His blood. Ephesians 1:7. I shall not want for an inheritance, because through Him we obtained an inheritance. Ephesians 1:11. I shall not want for understanding, because the eyes of my understanding have been enlightened. Ephesians 1:18. I shall not want for position, because He has made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. I shall not want for victory in prayer. For if we ask anything in Jesus' name, we shall have it. John 14:14. Never again will I confess that I cannot, for I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Never again will I confess lack, for my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Never again will I confess fear, for God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God hath given to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life. Psalms 27:1. And the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11:32. Never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Never again will I confess defeat, for God always causeth me to triumph in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Never again will I confess sickness, for with His stripes I am healed. Isaiah 53:5, and Jesus Himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Matthew 8:17. Never again will I confess worries and frustrations, for I am casting all my cares upon Him who careth for me. 1 Peter 5:7. Never again will I confess bondage, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Never again will I confess condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. I am in Christ, therefore I am free from condemnation. Never again will I confess loneliness. Jesus said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. Never again will I confess curses or bad luck, for Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:13-14. Never again will I confess discontent, because I have learned, in whatever state, therewith to be content. Philippians 4:11. Never again will I confess unworthiness, because he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Never again will I confess confusion, because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. And we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Never again will I confess persecution, for if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Never again will I confess the dominion of sin over my life, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Psalms 103, verse 12. Never again will I confess insecurity, because when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Proverbs 3:24-26. Never again will I confess failure, because, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. Never again will I confess frustration, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26:3. Never again will I confess fear of the future, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Never again will I confess troubles, because Jesus said, In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. In order to walk in the Spirit, one must experience the death of self. When you are forgotten or neglected or purposefully set at naught, and you do not sting and hurt with the insult or the oversight, but your heart is happy, being counted worthy to suffer for Christ, that is dying to self. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to let anger rise in your heart or even defend yourself, but take it all in patient, loving silence, that is dying to self. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, or any annoyance, when you can stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it as the Savior endured, that is dying to self. When you are content with any food, any offering, any raiment, any climate, any society, any solitude, any interruption by the will of God, that is dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation, or to record your own good works, or seek commendation, when you can truly love to be unknown, that is dying to self. When you can see your brother prosper and have his needs met, and can honestly rejoice with him in spirit, and feel no envy nor question God, while your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstances, that is dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself, and can humbly submit inwardly as well as outwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up within the heart, that is dying to self. We should know Him, being made conformable to His death. Will you not accept Christ's vow to you? He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I will preserve you from all evil. Psalms 121 verse 7. I will guide you into all truth and show you things to come. John 16:13. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee, for Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalms 56, verses 12 and 13. You can read the list of the workings of the lust of the flesh: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. None of these shall you fulfill. Over all these things you have the victory when you walk in the Spirit. It is the faithful Word of God. Is not that a most desirable prospect? Is not such a thing as that worth having? And when it is had for the asking and the taking, then is it not worth asking for and taking? Won't you accept the deliverance that Christ has wrought out for you? Stand, and stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Ask, and it shall be given you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit. Yea, walk in the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Inspiration for You is produced and distributed by Creation Ministries, Post Office Box 284, Spring City, Tennessee, 37381-0284. The toll-free number for orders and information is 1-800-754-8021. May heaven's inspiration be eternally yours as you claim those precious promises of God.